Romans chapter 6. What will we say then? Will we continue in sin so that grace may be abundant? In no way. Since we are dying to sin, how can we live in it any more? Or don't you realize that all who are being immersed, that is, baptized into the Anointed One Jesus, are immersed into his death? Therefore, we are being buried with him into death through immersion into the Anointed One, so that, as the Anointed One was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also should be walking in the newness of the Father's life. For as we become united together with him in the form of his death, to that same degree we will also be like him in his resurrection. We know this, that our old man is being crucified with him, so that sin in its entirety would be being rendered inoperative, in order that we would no longer be in slavery to sin. For he who is dying is being freed from sin. And if we die together with the Anointed One, actually experience his death, we are believing that we will also be sharing in his life, knowing that the Anointed One, having been raised from the dead, no longer dies, since death has no more dominion over him. For when he died, the sin principle died right then. Now he is living by the life of God. Consequently, you really should be considering yourselves to be like a corpse with respect to sin, but living by the life of God in the Anointed One, Jesus. Therefore, don't let sin rule in your mortal body by obeying its cravings. Neither yield your members to be weapons of sin by doing what is evil. But instead, present yourselves to God as alive from the dead, and offer your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin cannot dominate you, because you are not under the regimen of the law, but under the supply of grace. What about now? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? In no way. Don't you know that to whomever you present yourselves as servants in obedience, you are the slaves of the one you obey, whether it is to sin resulting in death, or it is to obedience to God resulting in righteousness. But even though you were slaves of sin, through the favor of God, you are obeying from the heart that pattern of instruction which was given to you. And being set free from sin, you are becoming slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your fallen human nature. For in the same way that you presented your bodies as slaves to impurity, even to sin leading to ever more sin, so now present your bodies as slaves of righteousness leading to being made holy. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free with respect to righteousness. But what benefit did you have at that time through the things of which you are now ashamed? For the result of those things is death. But now, being set free from sin and being enslaved to God, you have the fruit of being made holy as the result of God's eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is his eternal sinless life through the Anointed One, Jesus our Lord. This is the end of Romans chapter 6. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries. Not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.